Angels and Astros tonight at 7:10. It's so late.
Yeah, Dusty's really becoming the old man in the room. Comes in this morning, goes, that game's at 7:10 tonight. I'm like, ew.
Yeah. Damn it, dude. Well, every game seems to start like 5:40 or 6, like 6:40.
I think tonight, tomorrow, and Wednesday, all 7:10.
Yeah, they are down in Houston. Yeah, I get that 7:10. They don't care about school down there. They're getting these games in late, baby. Yeah, it's got to be on the Space Network. Yeah. Yeah, Diane Houston down there. Yeah.
Diane's homeland, the Houston Astros.
Yep, the Houston Astros.
My grandma could never put the H on Houston.
Well, in New York, it's pronounced Houston. In Houston, it's pronounced Houston. Mm-hmm. In the rest of the country, it's pronounced Houston.
Yep.
Right? And so it just depends on where you live and what you want to say and how you want to say it. And then in South Kansas City, it's pronounced Houston for Diane.
Yeah, she lived in, my grandmother lived in Amarillo for a while.
By morning?
Mm-hmm. And she was like, yeah, we have to drive down to Houston.
Yeah.
I'm like, where?
Houston.
I'm like, it's H. Yeah. It's Houston.
There's no H in the state of Texas. They Apparently have taken not. The H and kicked it to the curb with their spurs.
They decided to get rid of the H in Houston and then add the S in Illinois.
That's right.
Depending on who you're talking to. it just never fails. But yeah.
They have a grocery store down there called H-E-B. They just call it E-B.
Yeah. Huey Lewis in the snooze.
Yeah. Huey Lewis, yes. Yeah, Yolk Yogan.
And we've lost him.
Give us your H words and we'll pronounce it like a Texan.
Yeah. Al McCray.
Yeah, Al McCray.
Just Al, dude.
You're going to go to L if you keep this up.
Yeah. Yell. What's in that Quick Trip cup?
It's Share. Just iced tea this morning.
Yeah. Share. Uh-huh. So you had a random KC sports topic.
Yeah, I was sitting at the game yesterday. And my wife looks up the retired numbers and she goes, I wish they were 5-10-20 and not, 20-10-5 in that order on the Royals Hall of Fame. If you look at it from left to right, it goes 20, which should never make it to the new stadium, 10 and 5, right? All multiples of 5 up there for the retired numbers. And just kind of looking at them and seeing those retired numbers up there, I'm thinking to myself, man, every time I look up at number 20 and see Frank White, I'm like, man, he was for a very long time the second greatest Royal in the history of the franchise. And like there was literally nobody knocking at the door of trying to take over, whether it be George or whether it be Frank White, as the top two Royals in franchise history. And then as time goes on, we have seen that, Frank White was good because we didn't have anybody else to be here and be a really good baseball player for the Kansas City Royals organization. And he's no longer the second greatest Royal. I don't even know if he makes top five, greatest Royals of all time. And that has nothing to do with how he messed up Jackson County. That's just because we got better players that have come along, whether it be Alex Gordon, Salvador Perez, Bobby Witt Jr. There's been a lot of guys that now have come through in recent years that can supplant Frank White as the second greatest Royal of all time. And then for years, we kind of used to talk about the Mount Rushmore of Kansas City sports. And for, I think, a lot of people, all time sports in this town, you've got George, you've got Len, you've got Buck O'Neill, and you've got Tom Watson. Those are always the four people that would make the cut. And we haven't talked about that in years because it's not June or July and whatnot. But seeing the Frank White number out there yesterday at the ballpark made me think, are we ready to knock off any of those four guys right now that are kind of on that legendary Mount Rushmore of Kansas City sports and replace them with anybody yet? Has anybody been knocked out? And if so, who would you replace on that Mount Rushmore of Kansas City sports? And what players right now have a shot of being on that Mount Rushmore of Kansas City sports? Because I'm not taking George off that list. I'm not ready to take Lenny off that list. I'm not ready to take Buck O'Neill off that list. Tom Watson is the one, and Dusty may disagree because I don't know as much golf
Watson,
history.
Yes!
But Tom, for so many years, is one of the greatest golfers out there, obviously. I don't know that I'm necessarily ready to take him off that list quite yet when it comes to the Mount Rushmore of Kansas City athletes.
He's the only one on the Mount Rushmore that's actually from the area.
True. Well, Buck is.
Yeah, that's true. Buck is. But, George's Cali kid. I don't know where Lynn grew up.
Ohio. Alliance, okay. Ohio.
There you go. I don't know. I mean, just like, I think, I want to say Watson's won full 5 majors.
That's a big
Watson,
number.
Watson, yes!
I got to look it up now, because I don't know the actual. I know it's 4 or 5. Maybe it's 6. I don't know.
I'm 7.
Yeah. Arugula.
Yeah.
75 years old. How about it?
Oh, my God. He's 75 already. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Trying to get it before. Yeah, birthplace.
Right.
Kansas City. Come on, come on, come on, come on. This is terrible. Gosh. Come on, Texan. Just tell me what the number is. Yeah. Stats.
I can do it, too. You guys can.
No, it's fine. Kind of it's my computer's just absolutely.
Eight major championships.
Yeah, so it wasn't even close.
Yeah, I just went to Google and said, how many majors has Tom Watson won? And it came up right away. Grandpa, thank you.
It's tough to do, like, Kansas, I don't know.
Eight's big. That's a big number of majors.
Huge.
Yeah, I mean, that's going to be hard to take Tom off that
and
list.
And he's local.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it just depends on, like, what your factors are. Like, how did they, like, grow the city? Mm-hmm. How did they, like, what input did they have? Did they do, like, more than just sports for the city? Like, 15 and Mahomes Foundation is an insane, you know, charity that Mahomes does and does a lot of good stuff for it. Plus, he brought three championships.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I get it. There's a team. But then you start, you know, like you said, you've got, like Frank's gone.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
They could put a Surfside cocktail over 20 at the K and nobody would blink
an
eye.
Nobody would care, yeah.
Sorry, Roberto Clemente, but Surfside is apologetic for that. I know that. But,
right.
Like, 20 could be like, oh, there's
it
10.
Also wasn't Surfside's decision to
no,
do that.
No, it was
that,
not.
Right.
It was literally Pittsburgh.
Right, like their owner sucks big time.
So,
but yeah, you're right. If they hung a Surfside banner over 20, nobody would blink an eye. Nobody would care. But
it'd be hilarious.
I would think it would be great. But you're talking about Len, George, Buck, and Tom. Of those four guys, that's the question for me. It's not who you put up there, because people would say Mahomes, Kelsey, Chris Jones, Salvi, Bobby,
Andy.
Like Andy. Yeah, I mean, Andy could be up there.
Bobby's not there yet.
No, I don't think Bobby is there yet, but somebody will suggest that. My question is, who are you taking off? Because in order to replace somebody, you got to remove somebody off of that Mount Rushmore of George, Len, Buck, and Tom.
I think it's Len.
Do you?
I do.
Nobody's in more halls of fame than Len Dawson in the history of sports.
I mean, I get what he was. He's a legend. He's an icon. He was a broadcaster. He was on the news. He was all this stuff. But I mean, man, like George, I mean, obviously like he's, I don't know, like he did more. Like Len got into like broadcasting.
Yeah.
Like George like stuck with the team and like stays like, shows up in spring like he's like George, it's not 90. Like,
right.
Put your joggers on. Don't put the full uniform on. You know, George, stop putting pine tar on your bat. It's a fungo. Like, he's still there.
He's there. Big,
Tom
big,
Watson
big, big
won,
part of it.
What, nine, eight. Eight majors from here.
Right.
And Buck's Buck, man. There's a...
Like, without Buck O'Neill, we don't know about the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum, or not even the museum, but the history of the Negro Leagues.
We don't have... Bob Kendrick.
Right.
There's a freaking seat at the K that's a different color that's like noticed for people to do like great, amazing things.
Yeah.
Like, so I think it's Len. I really think it's Len.
It's a hard conversation to have. And I didn't know my answer coming into this, right?
Mm-hmm.
I would have leaned towards Tom Watson, right? I would have said, well, because it's golf and it's not.
That'd be my
answer. But the eight majors is huge. Being from here is huge. I am going to take the Tom Watson name off that Mount Rushmore if we have to replace him with something. Now, who's the first person to go up there and replace Tom Watson on that list? That's a million-dollar question. I mean, people could say Andy Reid before Patrick Mahomes. People would say Patrick Mahomes before Andy Reid, right? People would say Salvador Perez could potentially be on that Mount Rushmore of all-time great athletes from Kansas City. But for me, it's probably Tom Watson because, for me, I look at Len Dawson as that guy was Kansas City for a long period of time, whether it was inside the NFL, whether it was broadcasting, you know, games. I mean, Len Dawson was legitimately everywhere, and he's in the College Football Hall of Fame, the Pro Football Hall of Fame, and a Broadcasting Hall of Fame as well. There aren't many people that have three halls of fame to their honor. So I would take Tom off that list, I think. Mac, where would you go with that?
Yeah,
one?
I think I'd agree with you probably because of the golf thing, but I see with what Dusty's saying with being from here.
Absolutely. Dusty made a great point.
Personally, I'd probably take both of them off, to be honest.
Okay.
And then add Mahomes, and you know, you named a plethora of names that I'd probably put over.
Who's ready to be officially added to that Mount Rushmore of Kansas City? Because none of these guys we've talked about has their careers over.
No.
And I don't know that Alex Gordon is a Mount Rushmore type of player. He was the best left fielder I've ever seen play the game, but he was like a 260 hitter as well, you know?
Yeah, I mean, Salvi's career isn't done, obviously, right. But we're in the twilight years. Like, if he's not going to make it now, I guess he's not going to be on that list then.
Well, I don't know. We'll see. Like, if he ends up in the Hall of Fame,
yep. Okay.
He's on that Mount Rushmore.
Gotcha.
Because there's only one Royal in the history of this franchise that's on that Hall of Fame. And Zach Greinke will end up in the Hall of Fame.
You're forgetting Danny Matthews.
Oh, true. Very good point. Yeah, that's a great point.
There
we
go.
Yeah.
You know, speaking of Mount Rushmore, Bob, when they built that originally, it was Washington who they started with. Ball outside to Ibanez.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, Denny's in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, that's right. You're right about that. But from a player standpoint, correct. George is our only player. Zach will go in as a Royal eventually whenever he's eligible for the Hall of Fame. But he had so many years away from Kansas City. He's not in the conversation of this, even though you could arguably say he's one of the most important people in the history of the franchise, because him saying, I want out, allowed us to get Lorenzo Cain and Alcides Escobar and move forward, you know, with this organization. But I think if you're looking to replace one person on that list, I think at this point in time, it's Andy Reid.
I think he's definitely on it. Like I will go to my grave. Andy Reid would be one of the top faces. He'd be where, if you did it the way,
yeah,
Reid would be where Washington's face is. That would be mine.
Okay. And I believe that Andy Reid belongs on that Mount Rushmore before Patrick Mahomes belongs on that Mount Rushmore, because Andy Reid turned the entire culture of this franchise around in 1 minute. Like, he came in here and they went 2-14, 11-5. The culture was switched. The winning expectations were here. The whole organization changed. Andy Reid should be on that Mount Rushmore if we're replacing somebody. And you don't have to replace football for football or golf for golf or anything like that. But if you're going to replace somebody on that Mount Rushmore, it would be for me for Tom, and Andy Reid would be the guy that I put up there right now.
I think what Mahomes does without Reid could really get him on that Mount Rushmore easily.
Yeah. Well, yeah, Mahomes eventually will be there, obviously.
No, but I like your way of thinking, though. Yeah, Andy was the catalyst.
Yeah.
I just hate that we get caught in the moment of what a great dynasty is, and we just put them all up there.
Yeah, it's true.
It's like,
yeah.
It's Mahomes, it's Reid, it's Kelce, and Clark. And it's like, okay, all right. So, like, no Brett. No, anything else. No, Kathy Nelson ought to be on it.
I mean, that's a hell of a call by you, too. I mean, seriously, Kathy should be on that.
She's
Mount
done
Rushmore.
More for the city than any name that we've even brought up.
You're absolutely right about that.
I mean, we're being Kansas City.
Right. You're 100% right about that. Kathy Nelson should be on the Mount Rushmore of Kansas City Sports Hall of Fames, because we get the World Cup, we get the draft, everything that she's done in this town. Nobody's had a bigger, more positive impact on Kansas City in the last 15 years than Kathy Nelson. It just hasn't been anybody.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know why I'm getting, somebody goes, you guys are boobs. Only five people in the history of Earth have more majors than Tom Watson. He will forever be on that. I'm with Watson. I think he's great. I don't think that, and this is one of those things where, like, nobody's wrong.
Yeah, right.
Like, I mean, shoot, maybe some people would be like, I don't know, like, maybe somebody has Zach Greinke on there. I bet somebody has Alex Gordon, would be like, Alex Gordon's on mine.
But what I find to be, like, interesting about this is, like, we never had anybody for, like, about 25 years that could even touch four of those guys on that list. Now we've got conversation. We've had three Super Bowls. We've got two World Series appearances, one championship, and we're still looking at that list of top four going, I don't know who gets to be replaced. With all the greatness that's happened, that shows you how great these four guys truly were and for what they accomplished. Because we're all sitting around going, God, I don't really know who you would take off that list.
Caglione's probably on that list.
Probably, yeah. I would imagine so. Gavin Cross you could put on that list.
Not yet. Caglione for sure.
Dan Kilgore.
Kilgore. Yeah.
Somebody says their Mount Rushmore would be George Brett, Patrick Mahomes, Tom Watson, Rob Maloney. That's what it says.
Beautiful.
All right, let's get into one word.
One word.
First name is Blake, and he goes on a cruise. He goes on a Caribbean cruise.
Katie Holmes.
No. Ah!
Are you listening?
What's your least favorite thing about working with yourself?
Body odor.
You get one word.
On the count of three, name your favorite dinosaur. One, two, three.
Velociraptor.
This is One Word on Fesco and Dusty.
I also just wanted to double check that Dan Kilgore is going to practice today.
One word on the NFL season opening with the Philadelphia Eagles versus the Dallas Cowboys.
Wet fart.
That's two.
Fart. Uninspiring, like unoriginal. That's what you're giving us? Stop giving me the Dallas Cowboys. It's why restaurants stop serving Salisbury steak. Nobody wants it anymore. What?
I think it's great.
You're all in on Salisbury steak?
I think it's fantastic.
It's just hamburger with gravy, right?
On mashed potatoes.
Yeah, but people are out on that. Like, that's like an 80s Sounds dish good. That you don't see much anymore, like a Jell-O mold.
I don't think we ever saw those.
Oh, in the 80s, the Jell-O mold was huge, man. That's the Dallas Cowboys. They're the Jell-O mold.
I think it's fine. It's a rivalry game. It doesn't need much. It's Thursday night. I'll have three parlays on it. I'll be locked in. I'll be ready to go. 7:25 kick. Be tired as hell on Friday. But that's okay, because Friday's show will be easy, because we'll be talking about Brazil.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Yep. So, I mean, it sucks because it's Dallas. But, like, imagine everybody last year's like, God, you're going to watch the Chiefs again on Thursday Night Football to start the season? Sorry, do something about it.
Against
Philadelphia
Ravens.
Did, and we get replaced with Dallas.
We're replaced with Dallas. It's like, I'm Philadelphia, okay, fine, you're the World Series or the Super Bowl champs. You get on Monday night for Thursday Night Football. But by God, you got major opponents on that schedule. Denver would have been a nice game to have.
Yep.
Because we had Houston, because they were an up-and-coming team. We had the Lions, they were an up-and-coming team. Then we had a rematch of the AFC Championship game from the year prior when we had those Thursday night openers. New England would host us as an up-and-coming team on that Thursday night opener, right? You're giving me the Dallas Cowboys? Did, like, somebody just wake up and go, it's 1995, Eagles-Cowboys sounds really, really good. Like, that screams like my high school days.
Yeah, they had Denver, they had Washington, they had Chicago, they had Detroit.
I mean, Chicago's everybody's love child right now.
I
mean, why wouldn't you start the season with them? Oh, because you didn't want to see them get slobber knocked on opening night against Philadelphia, right?
Get ready, baby. Get ready. We're going to be doing one word here in a few months, and it's just be Caleb Williams.
Not good.
One word on Derek Carr retiring. Or actually, no, I'm so sorry. One word on the Chiefs in Brazil.
I wonder if we're going to talk about Derek Carr today.
Excited.
Yeah. Confused. Because I've seen some people say they're not excited about this game, that they're upset that it's Friday night in Brazil.
Yeah, weird.
So I'm confused by that because I love it. You were talking about, you made a good point, Bob did, about how Friday Night Lights, high school, there's going to be some pissed off parents.
Yeah, like, for sure. It. Whether your kids are playing or not, you got the cheerleaders, you got the bands, you got the football, you got the, you know, the color guard, all of that kind of stuff.
Or like, you're a teacher.
Or you're a teacher, you got to be there.
Yeah. I'm excited. Obviously, I'm, you know, frat life. I got no family, no kids, no nothing. So Friday night, it's like after the show, happy hour, leak that into Chiefs game. Like, you get Friday, which means we all get Sunday off.
Yeah.
Like, you could just red zone
it. You do your thing,
and you don't have to worry about the game. Now, I am kind of concerned this Friday because it kind of, like, makes Monday's show a little bit maybe, like, diluted because by Monday everybody's like, yeah, but there was so much that happened Sunday.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
Right, so you miss out on the context of the content of the game. But Friday night, opening week of the NFL, you had to watch Jones go up against Sirianni, right? Dallas, Philly.
Yep.
But then immediately, like, bloop, mind's erased, Chiefs Chargers.
And the interesting thing about that Chiefs Chargers one is the Chargers did not protect the Chiefs as a home game. They allowed the NFL to flex that game to Brazil.
It's 2-day.
I guess they got tired of seeing all the red in their stadium, so they sent it overseas, if you will, down south to Brazil.
If Brazil didn't play soccer, they'd probably play football.
One word on Derek Carr retiring over the weekend.
Time.
I was shocked, and I don't know if that's like an overreaction.
Yeah, you were, like, a little surprised.
Because he had just given the speech, I think, at his church, or he did something where he was like, yeah, I didn't have, you know, this, all that sort of stuff. And I thought he was going to keep playing. Like, I thought, you know, maybe keep, and then just done.
Can I change my word from time to Rodgers?
Rodgers.
Now, all of a sudden, you got two openings at quarterback. This dude's sitting there, you know, like that guy behind the tree, that meme where he's got the tag on his suit coat, Aaron Rodgers, like, ooh, got some people that want to bid for me now. You know, that's exactly where he went.
I mean, New Orleans would be kind of his vibe.
Yeah, but, like, why would he want to do that? Ugh.
Go to the Saints?
Yeah.
Who do the Saints have as their quarterback? Sloth?
Shuck.
Tyler Shuck,
Jay
Painter,
right.
And Spencer Rattler.
Spencer Rattler.
Boy, they're in the market for a quarterback. You think Atlanta trades him Kirk Cousins?
Just lose games.
What about this one that I saw
games.
Over the weekend, which actually makes a lot of sense? They got to call the Giants to get Jameis Winston, don't they? Because Jameis is basically just sitting there on the, like, Jameis Winston is now expendable, I would think, if you're the Giants at this point in time.
Jameis Winston's in the movie The Expendables?
Wouldn't you think Jameis Winston's an expendable part right now?
For sure.
Like, if you're the Giants,
for sure.
Get some picks.
Quarterbacks.
Yeah. But unless you really don't want, you know, Jaxson Dart to be your backup, which is fine. You've got Tommy Cutlets there to kind of be that guy. Hopefully Russell doesn't get hurt.
I mean, you sure you don't want Russ? You sure you don't? This Russell Wilson guy's pretty good.
Oh, my God. Could you imagine that? If they all of a sudden they traded Russell Wilson and not Jameis Winston?
Oh, that's what I'm
saying. Awesome. Oh, my God. I didn't even think about
that one.
Like, if you're the Saints right now, you got to be calling the Giants. They got two quarterbacks that you could take to be your starter right now, unless you're ready to go with that Oyster guy.
They like Shuck. He's like my age, so he better be ready.
Shuck.
One word on Jordan Hudson finishing third in Miss Maine.
Upsetting.
That is Bill Belichick's girlfriend, for those not knowing who that is.
Did that happen?
Yeah, yesterday. Saturday? Was
over the weekend.
Yeah, sometime. Like, the picture of, like, Jordan Hudson's dad and Belichick sitting together watching this thing.
Irrelevant.
Yeah. And then one word on this Rocky social media troll job. They lost 21-0, and they put out a picture of Jordan Hudson from that Bill Belichick CBS Sunday morning interview of the quote of, "I don't want to talk about this."
Fantastic.
So just the score.
What a great job by the Rockies. Embrace it,
fantastic.
Man.
Fantastic.
You got housed 21-0, which I'm not going to lie.
The football score.
I watched the majority of that game. Wow. I couldn't turn away from it. The Padres just kept scoring and scoring and scoring. Same. And then, of course, the Rockies, in pure fashion, fired their manager on Sunday after a win. They have 7 wins on the season. They fired Bud Black, scapegoated Bud Black, former Royal. Now he can be back for the reunion. Scapegoated that poor guy, as the owner just doesn't invest any money into their team. So
they won 7 games.
And then fired him after 1 win.
Well, I mean, he could have won 3 in a row. They're going to fire him.
Yeah, of course. It's such.
The Hudson thing, I didn't even know she was competing. I think I turned that thing off. Like, I think
Are you out of that now?
I think I'm out of it. It's to this point, I'm just like, all right. Like, something's clearly, like, wrong. We all know what's going on. Once I found out the stories of her dating, like, other older men
I didn't realize that. Yeah, that changed the whole thing.
And then buys a $9 to $10 million estate, like a house. I'm like, 24-year-old college student has $10 million? Like, I remember when I was 24 in college. And I was
$10.
I had maybe $1,000, maybe $1,000 in my account. Maybe. And she's out here buying houses and, like, oh, I just love them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.